Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Somebody else who's mistreated, I think, on a pretty regular basis, and it angers the heck out of me, is State Senator Amanda Chase. She represents a very important county for Republicans if they hope to win the governor's mansion again this fall. Amanda Chase joins us now, and we're all waiting to find out what the Republican Party of Virginia will finally decide about how they pick the nominee. Senator Chase, what are you hearing today? Because that decision, what is going to be made at 7 o'clock tonight, we think?
Right, yes, and good morning. And I just simply want to make a comment to what you said. If it weren't for double standards, the Democrats would have none at all. And I believe that's exactly why we're going to win the governor's mansion. And one of the things that y'all know about me is I'm a fighter. I'm going to expose their voting record. I'm going to expose the hypocrisy of the left. You know, they want to repeal the death penalty. Okay, so now is this going to apply to abortion now since we're getting rid of the death penalty? Let's get rid of the death penalty for the unborn, right? Yeah. So don't even get me started. But to answer your question this morning, today is the big day. Today is Tuesday, March the 23rd. It is the last day, the deadline in which the GOP, the Republican Party of Virginia Chair Rich Anderson, can notify the State Board of Elections and let them know whether or not that we want, the people want, a state-run primary, just like the Democrats are doing. It's what everybody's familiar with. And so I wanted to highlight for people how important it is to me as a candidate running for governor. I want the most number of people included in that process. Why? Because I think we get more buy-in from the candidates when we allow people to participate in that process, and it increases our chances of winning in November. Listen, everyone has said that's in the party that knows me, you know, you would really do much better in a primary. Yeah, I know that. I've run primaries before for other candidates. I know I could win. I've also won in a primary. So this for me is not about choosing the best nomination method for me, Amanda Chase. This is, in my opinion, this is not about me. People who know me really well and know my heart, the reason I got into politics is because I kept wondering, how do we end up with this general election candidate? Of all the people in Virginia, how do we end up with this candidate? And so as someone who had never been involved in politics but always voted Republican, I started investigating the process. I got involved with my party. And now here, you know, I've been involved in party politics for 12 years behind the scenes as really a watchdog for the people. I mean, really, that's what I have been. And I accidentally got elected to the Senate is what you're seeing. I mean, I didn't have the support of the GOP or anything. I had the backing of the people when I ran for Senate the first time. So it's no surprise to me or anyone else. I'm a big girl, you know. Yeah, you can say whatever you want to me. I don't care about these politicians and their opinions of me. I care about the people. That's why I got involved in the Senate. And that's why I'm trying to expose this nomination process. Mm-hmm. I've always advocated for having more people involved. And today's the last day they can let them know.
Now, we had Kirk Cox on, who's also seeking the Republican nomination, longtime delegate from Colonial Heights and former Speaker of the House, so, you know, pretty plugged in there. He says he just does not think that it's going to go primary. He says he can handle it either way.
But I agree with him on that. Yes, I agree. And that's the reason that the State Central Committee is meeting after the deadline today, which, you know, that I just want to expose to the people what is going on here. And really, it's a wake up call for the Republican Party. You know, a lot of times these decisions were made behind closed doors before I came along. I want people to be connected to their government. I want them to understand how it works. I've been engaging them for many years saying, look, but, you know, be a part of your government. But here's the deal.
What do you do if it's not a primary? And everybody I've talked to seems to think that's a dead issue. So I'm assuming we're not going to have 10,000 people at the Richmond Coliseum, or I guess the Coliseum's closed thanks to LeVar Stoney, but at the Scope down in Norfolk, we're not going to have 10,000 people cheering on the nominee. So what is the solution here? And then, well, I've got a follow-up question to that.
Sure. So there's really only two options here. Mm-hmm. The first one is unacceptable, and the reason I filed the lawsuit. If the two factions within the State Central Committee cannot come together, it's going to come down to 72 people choosing our Republican nominee, not the people. So I really want to make that clear to folks. And
will they do that tonight? That's got to happen within the next 24 hours?
No, that will be the default. I don't think anybody on that committee wants that option. I mean, maybe there's some who do. Mm-hmm. But I don't think anybody on that committee, the 72, wants that option. And it's not, they're saying, you know, we're not going to vote for that. No, but I know the process. And if you continue in the stalemate, and you don't make a decision, that's what's going to end up happening because of your lack of action and making a decision. Now, see, what has to happen, they want this something called a firehouse primary, which, you know, it adds a bunch of hurdles to people who want to vote. You have to sign up to be a delegate, and it's a fancy way of saying voter. You're a delegate. You have to sign up to be a delegate. There's a specific time frame that you have to sign up. So, you know, we're adding all these extra hurdles to the average registered voter before they can even vote for their next Republican nominee for governor.
Now, before I run out of time, let me ask you this question. I understand that you are trying to get people to commit to you to be a delegate on your behalf. But I also, when I announced yesterday that you were coming on the air today, I had a bunch of people email me and say, make sure you ask Amanda Chase why she's asking for people to sign, to get signatures too. They seem to think that because you're an independent voice, and I think nobody can question that, that you're ready to bolt if you don't get your way. And I'm not sure. What's your answer to that?
So, sure, I can see why they would say that. But listen, when we don't have the game plan in front of us, and the Republican Party hasn't chosen the rules by which we're going to play, I have to plan for everything because I'm not going to be caught flat-footed. You know, they haven't even set the rules of engagement yet. Are they going to say that you have to be a member of your local committee to even run for governor? Are they going to say in order to run for governor, you know, you have to come up with $100,000? I mean, there are all kinds of things that they could add in there to try to, you know, catch those of us who, you know, aren't the big money players. And now I've proven I can raise money. I've actually outraised former Speaker of the House with campaign donations. But I am ready for anything.
So you're kind of hedging your bets in case they throw a monkey wrench in to try to get rid of you.
Here's what I would say, and I will go on the record for this.
Okay.
I have said this. If it comes down to the 72 members of the State Central Committee, I will declare the Republican Party is dead and start the Patriot Party. I'll go on the record for that because I think that is wrong. We cannot allow 72 people. We cannot deny the people of Virginia the ability to participate in their nomination process. And if they do that, I will. Because nobody, that candidate that is chosen by the 72 will not be seen as a viable candidate because they don't have the buy-in of the people. That is the only way that I would run as an independent. And that's why I'm collecting the signatures, because I think that option is wrong because they've had plenty of time to prepare. They've continued to hold out and hold everybody hostage. And that's not right. It's not fair to the people of Virginia. They don't want four more years of a Governor Ralph Northam type governor. And so I am doing my due diligence to make sure that doesn't happen. I'm a team player. I can win and whatever they throw at me, but under the governor's current executive order, in which you cannot have 10 or more people, every other process that they put forward at this point is illegal, and it gives the governor of Virginia the opportunity to play shenanigans with our nominating process, and I don't want to see that happen.
I appreciate you answering the question. It's a complicated situation that we're in right now because of Governor Northam, and I have this feeling that he and the Democrats are enjoying watching the turmoil. So you're candid with me asking you that question. I appreciate that. Amanda Chase, state senator representing Chesterfield County and candidate for governor. We'll see what happens tonight. Thank you, Senator Chase.
All right. Thanks for having me on. Okay.